Track 6. Unit 7. Listening to Building for the Future.
Our ability to survive in the future depends in part on how we adapt the way we currently construct buildings. Estimates are that by the year 2050, there will be 9 billion people in the world. If we had unlimited resources of building materials, water, and energy, this wouldn't be a concern. But we don't. Thus, the challenge now is to learn to design buildings that use resources wisely. We need to meet the needs of people living today, but we can't overuse our resources now and possibly jeopardize the ability of future generations to meet their needs. With this in mind, today we're going to look at a trend called green building, which emphasizes using renewable resources like sunlight and being environmentally responsible. First, I'll explain the principles of green building. Then I plan to focus on 2 aspects, energy use and reuse of existing buildings. Regarding the principles of green building, the first principle is that the building is energy efficient. For example, it has windows that let in light, but not heat or cold. It uses renewable energy sources, such as solar and wind power. The second principle is that the building fits in well naturally with where it is located. For landscaping, it uses local trees and plants. The third principle is resource conservation. This means the building materials that are used have some recycled content and come from local sources. The fourth principle is that the building meets the community needs of the people who use it. For example, that there is easy access to transportation and shopping. And finally, the last principle is that it is better from a resource perspective to reuse an old building than to build a new one. Now let's look at energy use in more detail. The goal is to reduce energy use during the construction of a building as well as when it is used. Attention is paid to the type of building materials selected. For example, builders use renewable materials like bamboo. They recycle stone and metal and use floors made from recycled materials like plastic water bottles and old tires. They use local materials when possible to avoid using energy to transport building materials from far away. The building design emphasizes using renewable resources such as sunlight, wind power, and water once the building is in use. Making a building comfortable for the people who use it is obviously very important. Whether this means keeping it warm or keeping it cool, of course, depends on the climate of where the building is located. And there will be different design considerations. In a northern European country like Germany, windows and landscaping can be designed to maximize solar benefit in the winter. A building with more south-facing windows to bring in sunlight and warmth and fewer north-facing windows accomplishes this. Trees can be planted to provide shade to the building during warm months, yet allow warm sunshine in when the leaves are gone during cold winter months. In warmer climates, such as in Egypt, buildings can be designed to let in less strong sunlight in the middle of the day, yet allow in enough natural light for people to see without turning on lamps or lights. In addition, trees can be planted to block some sunlight year-round, which will help reduce the amount of energy needed to keep the building cool. There are many examples of green building projects that use energy efficiently, such as Masdar City in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, which is an entire city designed to be powered by renewable energy. Another is the Bahrain World Trade Center, which has wind turbines that produce around 13% of the tower's total power needs. And then there's the Sun Life Center in Manila, the Philippines, which has windows that let in light but block heat and noise, and thus lower air conditioning costs by about 35%. These are all new construction. A green building doesn't need to be new and fancy, though. Taking that into consideration, now let's turn to reuse of existing buildings. The main reason to reuse old buildings is that it minimizes new construction and thereby maximizes saving limited natural resources like wood and metal. Earlier, I mentioned reusing Olympic facilities. Let's look at some examples. The facilities from the Sydney, Australia Olympics of 2000 were turned into a huge public park. The Aquatic Center in Beijing was converted to an enormous indoor water park, where thousands of people can enjoy a variety of recreational activities. The plans for the London Olympics of 2012 included the way some buildings would be reused as is, or reduced in size so that they could be utilized once the Olympics ended. A different and very creative example of reuse is Namba Parks in Osaka, Japan, which was built from a former baseball stadium. By reusing the stadium, the builders save a lot of construction material. It is a well-planned community where many people can live and work, shop, go to the theater, use sports clubs, and enjoy other forms of entertainment right there. They don't have to use energy to travel far to meet their needs. Do we have to choose between meeting current needs or future needs? The answer is no. By following the principles of green building, we can achieve the goal of doing both.